from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Danny Meringue.
I found two empty bottles of a particularly decent Chateau Noir Bordeaux 57 in your rubbish.
Dusty Hera.
You went through my garbage?
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app.
I find it particularly offensive that you use them to wash down an order from something called Macho Taco.
And Portland's sports leader, 1080.
I would never drink a Bordeaux with a Macho Taco.
The Fan.
It was a burrito machissimo.
Hour number two, Danny and Dusty with you on this Metal Monday. Thank you for being a part of our day, letting us be a part of yours. All right, let's party on, no matter where you're listening or watching. If you're watching on youtube.com/1080amthefan, twitch.tv/1080amthefan, welcome aboard. Let's party on. Or the Odyssey app, 1080 AM, 99.5 HD2. If you're just listening, that's your jam. It's all good. It's all good. You don't have to look at us talk about sports. All right, Kirk Cousins playlist. You have this? You have the Kirk Cousins practice mix. It is Kirk Cousins' birthday today?
Indeed. Yes.
This is a bold move to give the aux cord to Kirk Cousins.
It's the only time you give it to him.
I feel like that is a decision that a lot of guys were looking around going, what are we actually listening to right now? We have got some of the best ofs of Kirk Cousins playlist. He started with The Middle by Jimmy Eat World. Wow.
Mm.
All right. I think that song was like on my high school highlight tape, like our team highlight tape.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't put that on there. But it was on the team highlight tape back that, and that would be fall of 2002 is when that was on there. Move Along by the All-American Rejects. Holiday by Green Day. Stacy's Mom by Fountains of Wayne. Dude, you know what? I think Kirk Cousins is putting bangers out for his birthday.
I mean, this was on, I feel like, five different, like, coming-of-age teenage movies.
Look, American Pie.
Yeah.
I mean, this is kind of...
This is Stifler's mom.
Yeah. All right.
Who's what? Jennifer Coolidge?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the Small Things, Blink 182.
Yeah.
The Anthem, Good Charlotte. Mr. Brightside by The Killers.
God, I hate that song.
This is like the new Don't Stop Believing for the...
This is white people.
The Gen Zers.
Yeah, no, this is... what's the one they play at the Red Sox game?
Sweet Caroline.
Yeah, this is Sweet Caroline.
Shut your porky mouth.
This is Sweet Caroline.
You do not besmirch Sweet Caroline.
It sucks.
All right.
Dude, I would pay to fight. I would pay to watch this fight. So, can you guys please do it?
It's not good.
Russ gets a weapon.
I don't need one. Not after you're talking S about Neil Diamond.
Okay. It's not
that,
good. It's
that turns me into the weapon.
Yeah. It's objectively not good. Every time I hear that song, my teeth grind together.
Stereo Hearts by Gym Class Heroes was on the list. Best of You by the Foo Fighters. Foo Fighters!
Nope.
See, this is not bad.
No.
I have not seen once Creed or Nickelback.
I mean, it wouldn't shock me. We're in the same vein.
Which, I mean...
We are traveling down that highway.
We're not... But it's different.
No.
Different?
No.
It's different. It's different.
It's just...
Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous by Good Charlotte. I imagine the guy, when this song came on, everybody looked at each other and were like, what in the white boy are we listening to right now? Sugar, We're Going Down by Fall Out Boy, which I imagine he was singing at the top of his lungs.
To be fair, this is one that I've seen multi-generational, multi-racial. People get down with Fall Out Boy.
Okay.
It's a weird one. It was a surprise. I can't remember. It was an off-season clip, maybe last year or the year before, when they kind of like went aux cord. Like, one song that you like that from somebody else's playlist that's not in yours? And Fall Out Boy was on a bunch. I remember that being. I was like, that's interesting.
All right. All right. He also had, let's see, I'm just going to go down here. Maroon 5, This Love. That's a weird one on there. Somebody Told Me by The Killers. Good song.
Yeah. Again, the.
Dear Maria, Count Me In by The All Time Low. I have not heard of that song or that band.
You would know it as soon as you heard it.
Okay. And then this is the most Kirk Cousins song on the list. And I could see Kirk Cousins just be like, how's this not pump you guys up? How's this not get you going? Huh? Everybody thinks you're all Superman.
Yeah.
I'm your kryptonite.
It's a snare drum right there. No, his kryptonite is primetime football.
Yeah. You know? This practice on a Monday morning. It's not Thursday night.
I don't think it gets more Kirk Cousins than this.
The insane thing of all of this is
he's air guitaring right now.
Oh,
he's like, you know, he's air drumming, and now he's gonna hit the air guitar. Then slap the bass, baby.
Yeah, slapping the bass.
When do you think this song came out?
1999.
I was gonna say like 97-ish.
2000.
Okay.
Okay. They also at Jets Camp. Mm-hmm. I think it was Jets Camp. How old is old was their social media thing. And the number of players that answered over 25, what made me so angry.
Yeah.
So angry. This song is 24 years old. There are players on his team that were not born when this song came out.
Yeah. Who is this? Rob Thomas? Is that who this is? Was he three years old?
No, it's Matchbox 20.
Yeah. Matchbox 20 was Rob Thomas. Yeah. Let's get them mixed up.
I bet you he's got the Matchbox 20 in there, too.
And then Ocean Avenue by Yellow Card.
Oh, come on. Yeah.
That is very on brand for him.
Is that on there?
No, we don't have that one.
That's a summer jam.
Yeah.
That doesn't get much more start of summer than that.
Boy. That is Kirk Cousins' birthday playlist at Falcons training camp. How long do you think it took Kirk Cousins to make that list?
It was already made.
He already had
it. It's already made.
That's the 100%. Kirk Cousins workout mix.
That's the
yeah.
There it is. There's that Ocean Avenue.
Yeah.
You know the song, right?
Of course I do. Yeah. And I could just see Kirk Cousins. He's doing Stephen Doug Motavi here going, you, me, huh? Huh? Let's go.
Again, this is another song that I think was in a million teenage, college, coming-of-age movies.
Yeah. I have a reeling suspicion that Kirk Cousins saw all those coming-of-age movies and was like, oh, boy, these are.
That's a bunch of bangers.
These kids are crazy, guys.
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
God, that's a pretty good Kirk Cousins.
Huh? Yeah.
That quarterback series has got you far too deep in the mind of Kirk Cousins.
Look, if there's one thing I do well, it's awkward white guy.
Yeah.
So I can, that's strictly in my wheelhouse right there.
You like that? You like that?
Actually, Kirk, I do like that playlist a little bit. Probably more than I should, or probably more than I should admit. I wouldn't put it on a playlist for a football practice, but look.
Come on, guys, let's get fired up.
Yeah. Like, Kirk Cousins, like, road trip with the fam, huh? When the REO Speedwagon runs its course with the kids.
That's what this feels like.
Then Kirk Cousins busts out the, I got some stuff that'll get you guys going. We're a little
start
low energy.
Smack about REO Speedwagon now, too?
No, I'm not. That's good road trip music.
Okay.
But you know, like, the kids in the back will be like, Dad, can we change music? He's like, yeah, if everybody's tired here, I got some bangers, kids. Got some bangers. And the mash. Got a bowl. Mm.
Going full bread.
I'm not going to lie. Most of the way back and forth between here and Boise, we spent either on Yacht Rock Radio or the Disney hits, unfortunately.
Yeah.
We're not stopping to go to the bathroom, but we'll rock out right now in the car. Mom, you play the dashboard drums.
Mm.
I got the bass. Only when my hands aren't at 10 and 2.
Go full step, brothers.
Yeah.
pay for those singing lessons.
I love
a little flat there.
I love Kirk Cousins so much. I need more of him.
Nah, do you? I'd argue that the proper ratio of Kirk Cousins is about 20%. You cross that threshold, and it's like crossing into plaid, man.
Maybe I keep him at a safe 5%.
Yeah,
in my life right now. So maybe a little bit more is good.
Don't turn it up.
All right. Okay. All right. Yeah, their Vancouver Ford text line, look, definitely expected some Coldplay. So did I. I thought we might have Coldplay in there. We didn't. Kirk Cousins made this playlist, Burning Songs, too, on his own CD from Napster. Kirk Cousins did not. He would not go on Napster, guys. He's afraid of the viruses. He's afraid of the FBI kicking in his door. He paid for every one of those songs on iTunes, then burnt the CD, brought it into the facility, and they said, can we just have the playlist digitally? We're good.
Hey, guys, where's the boombox?
Shows him the cassette.
God bless him. God bless Kirk Cousins. Gotta love him. All right, let's get to Tua Tagovailoa. What a nurturing coach can do for a quarterback is quite amazing. He opens up and hits a nail right on the head next. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we have more NFL training camp news. The Miami Dolphins, they've got their quarterback, Tua. Love Tua. Lefty. Is the resurgence of the left-handed quarterback, is that a thing?
Probably not.
I did not know this. It was Left-Handers Day over the weekend at some point?
Yes. Mark Stein always does this because he's a lefty as well, the Stein line, and he puts together his all left-handed team.
How did I not know LeBron James is left-handed?
He's left-handed with everything except for basketball.
Yeah.
Where he shoots right-handed.
He writes left-handed. Mm-hmm. I had no idea LeBron James is left-handed.
Yeah. He had a...
Didn't know.
Well, in the Olympics, they had a free throw shooting competition to shoot with your off hand, and LeBron claimed that he was shooting with his off hand with his right hand.
Oh, that's a total LeBron claim.
He hustled.
To make. Yeah, I mean, that is 100%. LeBron would say that too.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, by the way, you didn't know. Which I understand why people give the LeBron is insufferable thing.
Like, did he go the Princess Bride on us there?
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure did. All right, but Tua is a lefty, and he went on with Dan Levitard, the Dan Levitard show. And his first head coach in the NFL was Brian Flores. He of suing the NFL fame. And now defensive coordinator for the Minnesota Vikings. And talked about the difference in the relationship between Flores and McDaniel.
To put it in simplest terms, if you woke up every morning and I told you, you suck at what you did, that you don't belong doing what you do, that you shouldn't be here, that this guy should be here, that you haven't earned this right. And then you have somebody else come in and tell you, dude, you are the best fit for this. Like, you are accurate. You are the best whatever. You are this. You are that. Like, how would it make you feel listening to one or the other? You see what I'm saying? And then you hear it. You hear it, regardless of what it is, the good or the bad. And you hear it. More and more, you start to actually believe that. I don't care who you are. You can be the president of the United States. You have a terrible person that's telling you things that you don't want to hear or that you probably shouldn't be hearing. You're going to start to believe that about yourself. And so that's sort of like what ended up happening. And it was, I mean, it's basically been, 2 years of training that out of not just me, but, you know, a couple of the guys as well that have been here since my rookie year. All the way till now.
You can tell the system, having an offensive-minded head coach, those things are very important. Those are so important for the development of a quarterback and a young quarterback. But that little pivot right there, like that positive reinforcement, not being the old school guy, and we remember where Brian Flores came from, the New England Patriots, right? Maybe that...
A lot of care and love there.
Everybody is going to be criticized and everybody is going to get beat down. Probably not the best course of action.
Doesn't work for everybody.
For when you have a young quarterback in the NFL. And so you take going from Brian Flores, who beat him down time and time again, to then Mike McDaniel, who propped him up at every turn, and then even says things like this at halftime of their preseason game. This week.
I was happy with it. We had the same play, the first play of the drive, as we did last year in Houston, and he completed it instead of throwing a pick, so that was a good start.
You don't have to be over the top in your praise, but hey, it's the little things.
It's a little thing like not sucking.
First play of the drive, he completed it instead of throwing a pick. It's progress, and we talk about connection. Head coach and quarterback have got to be on the same page. And you have to be aligned with the way that that quarterback thinks and the way that that quarterback takes in criticism and praise. Because if you praise a guy too much and he does not handle that well, that can be disaster.
The head gets a little big, and then they start asking for too much money, and then it becomes problematic.
And I go to the relationship that Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson had, where they kind of mirrored each other's mm-hmm. mannerisms and the way that they approached the game of football, right? Let's be great. Pete Carroll went to kind of pair himself to the who should be the biggest leader on your team, which is your quarterback. And with the way that Brady and Belichick worked was Tom Brady was totally okay for about 15 years of his 20 in New England of being the guy who was criticized just like everybody else. Mm-hmm. But then there came a point where Tom was like, you can't treat me like everybody else because I'm not.
Yeah.
And Bill Belichick didn't want to do that. And they started really butting heads more and more and more and more. But at the beginning, the reason why that marriage worked so well is because they were both cut from the same cloth.
Yeah.
Which was winning is the most important thing.
Until it's not.
And everybody has to be relentless in that pursuit of winning. And that meant I could rip Tom Brady a new one. It just like I did everybody else. And that was kind of the standard that they set. Brian Flores and Tua obviously were never a match for each other as a head coach and a player. Sean Payton and Russell Wilson obviously were not either. It'll be interesting to see because it doesn't seem like Mike Tomlin and Russell Wilson fit together well either.
No way. Who could have seen that?
Oh my gosh.
Maybe I'll sound all fuddy-duddy. I do appreciate the changing dynamic of player-coach relationships. But I also feel like there's been this push over the last couple of years, both in the media and publicly, to be like, that the hard-ass coach needs to go away. And I firmly believe that absolutely is not the case. That for some people, they do need that. Mm-hmm. That it is okay to be that. It is okay to be crazy person Dan Campbell. It is okay to be crazy person D'Amico Ryans. Like, but it's also okay to be like, you know, whatever, and be Mike McDaniel. There's openings for both, and it feels like there's been like this push for like the newer age coach is being better. Where I just think that in the past that just wasn't an opportunity.
No, you have to have a front office equipped to know and
what they need.
Read people mm-hmm. because that's a huge part of such a team oriented sport is that you have got to have your core of leaders. Have got to be cut from the same. Like you mentioned Dan Campbell. Dan Campbell and Jared Goff could not be more different.
No.
In their approaches to life, football, mm-hmm. what they love. But you know what? Dan Campbell has the ability to connect with the leadership core of his team.
Jared Goff is basically sunshine from Remember the Titans.
And yeah.
Dan Campbell is a lunatic.
But you have to be on the same page or this thing's going into the side of the mountain.
Yeah.
I really think that's one of the biggest problems that they have in Dallas, too. I firmly believe that.
Yeah, and I'm wondering what the correct style of coaching is for that organization and for Dak or whoever going forward. You know what I mean? Because it has to tick so many boxes.
And I think a lot of these guys in the hard-ass coach, what they want to do is be a micromanager.
Mm-hmm.
And what the young coaches do.
Delegation.
Mike McDaniel is a micromanager. But he has the awareness to make you not feel like that, right? That is pretty incredible that Tua went out and said that publicly, by the way.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised by that. That's how did I get there?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what subrocked is, but I think we can make that a new word.
Yeah, we can probably figure
that
out.
We can make that into a brand new word.
I was surprised. I was surprised to find out that... our worst day on the web. What would be the best place to hide if you were a fugitive? Think about that, and it's going to surprise you, I think. But first, here's the Big Kahuna Sports Update.
You ever had a Big Kahuna Burger?
It's time for today's worst day on the web with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Well, that sucks.
Today's worst day on the web. We said before going to the break, what would be the number one place for you to hide if you were a fugitive on the run?
This is a tough one.
my mother-in-law's house because nobody's looking for me there.
Mm. Hey-o! I would go. I could go out to the woods. Like, how long are we talking? How long do I need to lay low for?
20 years.
That changes things. Mm. I'm going to say Arkansas.
How about in the state that you're wanted working as a police officer?
Whoa, hiding in plain sight. That's a great way to do it.
Antonio Riano had wanted for the shooting death of Benjamin Bercara in Butler County, Ohio in 2004.
Whoa.
On August 1st, U.S. Marshals arrested Riano in his hometown of Oaxaca, Mexico, where he was working as a police officer.
Okay. Now, I don't think you could do that now. I think, like, even if we were to rewind, like, 20 years ago, I think you could have fudged the background checks enough.
He was just arrested.
Well, I know, but 20 years ago is where...
The murder took place?
No, when he was hired as a cop, right? You said 20 years ago? So that puts us back in 2004. If he's been a cop for 20 years, hiding in plain sight thing, I feel like you could fudge that a little bit better back then even than now.
Yeah, I don't know if he's been a cop that long. They don't specify how long he's been, but he's been out on the lam for 20 years.
So was he a suspect 20 years ago?
I mean, yes, but like he guilty.
Yeah, he was a suspect at, like 20 years ago and was like, "You know what?
He shot him in the face. He shot the victim in the face outside of a bar."
That is aggressive.
So
that's aggressive.
But yeah, this is kind of insane.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and if this was like in Portland, it'd be even more crazy. Yeah. If it was in the United States, it would be even more crazy. But he probably, you know, slipped some cash to the whoever's doing the processing.
Totally
there,
different ID.
And he's got a little bit a better way to go about this.
I have this thought so often.
They're like, "You look like this suspect." He's like, "Yeah, isn't that crazy?
It's my doppelganger.
It's weird. My name's Dave."
Yeah. The idea of how easy it would have been to get away with literally every crime known to man 60 years ago.
Yeah, literally any crime.
It's like, if you go back to the 1960s, that's when we had like the... Catch Me If You Can guy, yeah. Frank Abagnale.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, fraud was not a thing on a grand scale yet.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy was stealing millions of dollars back then at such an advanced rate, he ended up working for the FBI.
Yeah. Like, just even watching, like, the Ted Bundy documentaries, right, in the 70s.
Yes!
You're sitting there and you're like, wait, he was just doing this in broad daylight? And nobody's like, yeah, no, that's him. But we couldn't do anything back then? No.
But I mean,
nothing.
Like the idea that you could, again, insane thing, to have a showdown in the middle of the freaking town, shoot a guy in the chest, move two towns over, and have nobody know about it.
They'll be like, "Hey, did you hear about what happened over in Tombstone?"
Yeah.
He's like, "Oh, yeah. I don't know. It's kind of weird, huh? I heard that guy kind of looked like you." Nah, man, that guy had a handlebar mustache. Yeah.
Clearly, I don't have a mustache at all.
I don't. I'm a different person right now. Yeah, that's wild. That's wild.
Like, you travel 50 miles and you might as well be in another nation.
But you sure talk about this, like, romantically.
I do. The things you could get away with back then, starting in the East Coast and working your way west.
Yeah, there we go, Dexter.
The trail of bodies you could leave. No, I mean, it makes me wonder how, like, there was a chart that was done that showed a spike of serial killers in the 70s and 80s here in the U.S. God, that music.
Mm-hmm.
But then it, like, dropped off precipitously.
Well, it's because that rock and roll music.
But nobody's been able to really explain it, and I'm like...
Yeah.
Was it because there were so many more at that time period, or did we become better at them, or did we just kind of like stop? Is it kind of like a streaker on a field? Like, if you just don't acknowledge it, that it doesn't exist?
Yeah, like they do on broadcasts. Like, we know.
Yeah, like, I wonder if that's the case, like, with serial killers. Like, we just don't need to make this a thing.
Yeah, they do that. And there is that reframing of the more publicity it gets, the more copycats you'll get. Like we talk about that with like, you know, mass shootings and stuff like that. Don't release the shooter's name because at that point people get exactly what they want. But it's also like, well, we kind of have to do our job as journalists and research and make sure people know.
Find the manifesto.
Yeah. But it also triggers more people to be like, yeah, we can, I want to do this. I want to have that notoriety. I want to have that fame. So there is some validity to what you're talking about because that's what they do with various crimes. But I think it's more, they just outlawed dancing in small towns. And that's why, you know, in the 80s, we had a downturn in all of those crimes. It didn't become as prevalent because of the fact when you ban dancing, we know crime stops. I learned that in the movie Footloose.
It was called the great crime wave of the boot, scoot, and boogie.
Yeah. That's
right. Brooks and Dunn saved America.
That's the Footloose proposal. I remember. they teach it in school.
Yeah. I know it is crazy to think about what we could have gotten away with then, but now you look at it and it's completely on a different scale and spectrum now. Like the crimes were physical in nature back then. Now it is, they're cyber crimes that are the ones that the criminals are active in really hard to trace, really hard to find, really hard to prove. As much as we try to like, everybody has a digital footprint. A lot of what happens, the nefarious stuff is insanely hard and time consuming to prove what is going on.
Also, as it pertains to this particular case and, you know, going to Mexico, as much as Mexico is, you know, further advanced in some countries, just want to highlight, I've been pulled over multiple times in Mexico for erroneous crimes and held at gunpoint. And it's weird what $100 will do.
Yeah, I feel like just looking at you, though, I would pull you over in Mexico as well.
Yeah.
I mean, it should be standard operating procedure at this point. Here.
I mean, I did get pulled over, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, you got that. You got that.
Stupid cell phone ticket.
You got that cell phone ticket. Your podcast can wait, bruh. Your podcast can wait.
Unbelievable.
Your podcast couldn't wait.
God dang it. I got to do the course for that.
Oh, yeah. See? Good thing we're talking about this dude who posed as a cop for 20, or on the run for 20 years. Yeah. Man.
Got to go to a non-extradition country.
For your ticket, or
no? Oh. I mean, if you're on the lam,
yeah, you sure do.
Non-extradition. It's like
Venezuela, right?
Yeah.
Switzerland.
Yeah, they don't like to participate.
Most of the
former Soviet
Caribbean Union. Islands, right?
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
That aren't U.S. or British.
Yes.
Controlled.
That's why you have your money in the Caymans.
I'm guessing what Belize too. McAfee.
Yeah. Who we learned last week, Danny wanted to be, which is an insane move.
We probably should have been tipped off by all the John McAfee posters in Danny's bedroom.
That is true. That is true. Man,
a lot of these countries are not places I think you want to necessarily go. Like
right,
the top non-extradition
like Venezuela.
Well, Brunei, Montenegro, Andorra, China, Uganda, Russia, the UAE, Vietnam, Afghanistan, Angola, Belarus, Syria, Taiwan, Moldova, Bhutan, Central African Republic, Vanuatu, and Bolivia.
Moldova kind of seems nice. Well, it's a beautiful country.
Bolivia, they have two capital cities, right?
La Paz.
Moldova, wedged in between Ukraine and Romania.
Yeah, things aren't going well over there right now.
I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm out.
The entire list also includes, and again, for the U.S., basically all of Africa and the Middle East, and then all of Asia, with the exception of, like, Japan and India. So
it's hard to be on the run.
Almost all of Europe and actually, oh God, all of the South American countries actually have extradition with the U.S. now.
You said Vietnam, though?
Yeah.
Pretty great place to go visit.
It is. I went there when I was a kid.
There's worse. You had a good time there.
Yeah, there's worse places to be on the run.
Yeah, no, Vietnam's a good one.
Panama. You also said Panama.
No longer.
Oh, no longer.
No longer. All of Central America and all of South America, with the exception of...
Van Halen ruined it for everybody.
French Guinea. Or French Guiana. Sorry, French Guinea is in Africa.
Okay.
Little tiny nation north of Brazil is the only non-extradition country with the U.S.
Yeah, I'm out. Wouldn't want to do that. Okay, so it's basically not a lot of places to run.
I mean, Africa and Asia, but both very difficult to get to. That's the downside of being in the U.S. If you're trying to run, you're trying to get anywhere. It's difficult.
Yeah, you need to know some people in the imports exports business.
Right? See that, or you got to catch a boat from Alaska to Russia.
Yeah, I'm out.
That's a tough sea to cross.
Or just go to Sarah Palin's house.
Exactly, there you can see it.
Yeah. Can't be that far.
Probably just a short little swim.
We have a second. So
you're gonna die.
The other worst day I had.
Yes.
There was a kerfuffle that erupted to necessitate the police showing up over an Applebee's all-you-can-eat meal, and this may be a. It's not controversial, but I think there's going to be somebody out there that says it should be like these people.
Okay.
They ordered a $15.99 all-you-can-eat meal, which was the riblets or something along
those. Don't tell me them riblets are bottomless if they're not.
The boneless riblets and double crunch shrimp and served with endless fries. $16, $15.99.
Good deal.
They thought, the people, the restaurant goers thought if one person bought it, the whole table could eat out of it.
Oh, no, that's ridiculous. You can't do that. You can't do that. Especially, like, if you're over the age of, like, 15, nah, you should know better. You can't do that.
That's like trying to order one soda for the table with the unlimited refills, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, they tried doing that, and it turned into a whole altercation. The cops came and arrested the whole family.
Were they the O'Doyles?
Basically, yeah.
Was that the name of the family? O'Doyle's was it the world. O'Doyle family here that was part of this?
Just a bunch of redheads.
Just arresting the entire family? Yeah. Like, I know my rights! They're like, no, you don't, sir. Please leave. Get out of here. I'm never coming here again. Yeah, that's the point. That's why we called the police. You're going to lose my business. We're fine with that. I'm going to tell my friends. Yeah, we're fine with that, too.
Do it.
Yeah.
It eventually spilled out outside. The cop grabbed the menu and showed the disgruntled family the per person text on the menu. And she didn't like that. And then they were all got dinged with disorderly conduct because she wouldn't calm down. Yeah.
Don't you try to confuse me with the truth.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Am I being detained? They're probably recording the whole thing. Like, look at this. We're going to post this. Gladly, please post it.
Yeah. I'm just getting your badge number, sir.
Yeah. Look. Yeah.
Here it is. I've got my body cam on too.
Yeah, cops that are acting bad, film them.
This will be on America's Dumbest Criminals. Yeah. Tanya Harding's going to be talking about you, Miss O'Doyle.
Yeah. Are you stupid or something?
But when you film a cop who's just doing his job, oh boy, I love watching those.
Those are the best.
Like, yeah, he did his. There was a guy who got pulled over, a cop came up to him because he had a conceal and carry, but on his motorcycle, but his vest came up in the back. As he was like getting off his bike, as the cop was pulling into the gas station too, and the cop was like, "Hey, do you just have your conceal and carry on you?" And he's like, "Yeah." And just kind of gave it to him real quick. And somebody else was like, "You don't have the right to do." And like the conceal and carry guy was like, "Yeah, he does. He saw my firearm, which as a conceal and carry person is not supposed to happen."
Yeah.
So when he saw it,
that's the whole conceal part. Of this conceal and carry. Yeah.
So when he saw it, he asked to see it, and guess what? I have it on me, and it's totally okay. And this other guy's like, "That's not right." And it's like, "No, that's actually right." And both parties acted entirely professionally, and that's how. Like the guy like dapped him up after the cop like dapped the guy up afterwards. Like, "All right, appreciate you, brother," and just went about his way. But
the
like,
other person's still very upset about that,
screaming and yelling, and it's like,
Yeah, those are my favorite too. Like when you get like the border patrol people. Like there's just two guys who are brothers apparently. Mm-hmm. And, like, their whole thing is, like, I don't know what they do, but they bring goods from Mexico into the States, and they, like, live in Texas. And their whole shtick is that they get really upset with Border Patrol on, like, routine checks of the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, like...
They're required to do random checks.
Yeah, they're, like, you can't do this to us. And they're, like, actually, we can.
See the big sign right here that says, we are required to do random checks?
They go... That has happened. They're like, that sign doesn't mean it's the law. They're like, okay, well then show me the law.
Here's the statute. I will
show you the law. And then they start reading it at a third grade level and are like, ah, no, that's not what it says. It's pretty clear. It's what it says.
It's not a differentiation of like where the comma's at in the Constitution, what you can argue it. It's like, yeah. No, if you want to leave our country, that's fine. But the problem is, when you leave our country and go into somebody else's country, our laws no longer matter and theirs do. Yeah. So
you cannot be serious.
And then they probably, like, if they get away with nothing, they probably just like, you know how easy it is to get across the border now? It's like, okay. Yeah. Which way do you want it?
Trust me. I mean, the amount of drugs and contraband that cross our southern borders.
It's pretty ridiculous.
Pretty astounding. And actually, it's worse than the northern border. Nobody ever talks about it. So, hey.
Well, cause you can
get... tell you I was almost worked in the Border Patrol.
No, it's not surprising though. Yeah.
When I got out of the Air Force, I went, long story short, I ended up taking the test and going through everything and then realized that I was going to be stuck in the middle of nowhere, New Mexico. I went, I'm good.
I'm all right.
I'm good.
You want that cushy Juarez gig? El Paso Juarez border crossing? Is that what you were looking for?
I was thinking like Bremerton or San Diego. Yeah. Those were the two I was thinking. I was like, oh, I can do those. Those would be fine.
Along with every other Border Patrol agent.
Just,
in the agency.
Just keeping it simple. No big deal.
I love it.
All right. Speaking of keeping it simple, Josh Hart said what every other player in the NBA wanted to say about Noah Lyles. Danny and Dusty, today, the fan. I'm kind of surprised. Noah Lyles, track star, gold medalist, idiot savant?
Some would argue you could put the savant out of that.
It's really interesting. He's clearly doing a bit.
Yes, and he's staying relevant and in the news.
Sure, I guess.
Still talking about him.
Yeah, sure. It's not all press is good press, though, because it just doesn't make me want to watch him. It doesn't at all. If you missed it last week, he crapped on Tyreek Hill, and Tyreek Hill came back and said...
No. Tyreek Hill told Kay Adams he would beat Noah Lyles in a race.
Okay, that's what it was.
And then Noah Lyles came back over the top and was like, that cheetah guy? What's his name? It's like, oh, you know his nickname, but you don't know who he is? Okay.
Come on, dude. Do better than that.
Okay.
He also made an appearance on with Shannon Sharp and brought up the... Shannon Sharp asked him about Nikola Jokic, and he said, who's that? It's like, okay, dude. This is really what we're going to do. And it's just...
Didn't most of it start, too, when he said, why do they call the NBA champions the world champions?
Yes, and the thing is, he was being an idiot then, too. Yeah. It's just that...
Because he watches the NBA.
Yeah.
Doesn't know who Nikola Jokic is.
Right.
Like, come on, dude. But then you've got Josh Hart on the roommate show on Noah Lyles. And God, I love Josh Hart because he never holds back.
I feel like for most of these Olympics, I was very patriotic. I wanted Team USA to win gold. And
oh, my God.
Most every event.
You can save yourself. Just let it slide. Just keep it pushing, bro. There's no reason.
Okay, you're right.
There's no reason to do this right now.
You're right.
But if you were going to continue your statement, what would you have said if you were going to?
I really want him to lose. Damn, I want him to lose, boy. I think this was the first time all of the NBA Twitter like banded together and was just hating. I was hating, and I was just like, damn. You know what? Respect. I can't even hate anymore.
I mean, he said what basically all of NBA Twitter was saying. It was just like, just shut up already. And they're just tired of it.
He wanted NBA Twitter to make Noah Lyles meet them in Temecula.
Basically.
The whole meet me in Temecula thing.
Shut up, Snotty Drippin.
It came to real life, and it was NBA Twitter uniting, which is so wild because the NBA Twitter is the most divisive place on planet Earth.
When you get them all come together, woo, buddy.
Take politics, move over. Mm-hmm. NBA Twitter, it is more divisive.
I'd meet you in Temecula, but I left my wallet in El Segundo.
Mm. Look at that.
Unbelievable.
He's still doing it.
Unbelievable.
He's got it. He's on a roll. Rust is cooking. Rust is cooking. Hibachi!
He's just a sublime man.
Everybody in the NBA... That was good. Everybody in the NBA hates Noah Lyles, which...
Yes!
There's only one resolution to this.
Hmm.
The Brooklyn Nets invite Noah Lyles to sing the national anthem.
Oh.
And he, Carl Lewis, is that son of a bee. Because Carl Lewis, that was at a Nets game, where he sang his horrific rendition of the national anthem.
Come humiliate yourself, get your pound of flesh.
You have to do it at a Nets game because it'll be a half full arena.
Yeah.
And my only request is that it is against the Knicks so we can see Josh Hart actively
laughing.
That's
a national TV game, too.
If we need to see him actively laughing.
It's the return of Mikal Bridges to Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah. Who could forget?
His long tenure. Yeah, they tried to do the KD thing, and it's like...
The long move across a borough to Manhattan.
You know, it's funny. You know what? We didn't. I don't think we talked about it when it happened on the schedule release. The Blazers are playing the Heat during rivalry week.
So Danny is. It's basically they just took your Twitter feed and were like, you know what? We got it.
Yeah.
We know what the Blazers rivalry is.
We know who they hate.
We know who Danny hates. Well, let's make this about you because there was nobody more inflammatory towards Miami or their fan base and vice versa than you and the fine folks of Miami.
They started it.
He's got Adam Silver hopping on his phone going, hey, Ira, guess what we got coming your way?
Yeah.
Just saying. It's very dumb.
We need you there. What is that game in Miami or is it in Portland?
It's in Miami.
It's in Miami.
It's that trip down there.
Who could forget?
Should I go full Barry Jackson and go down there?
Yeah, you should. You should show face. Show face.
There you go.
And do it wearing a Damian Lillard Milwaukee Bucks jersey.
Ooh. That'd be pretty funny.
I mean, that's the only way that we do this, is if you go to that game wearing a Blazers Lillard jersey.
Also carrying a moleskin notebook.
Right before the game tips off, you take off the Lillard Blazer jersey to reveal your Milwaukee Bucks Blazers jersey.
Bucks Blazers jersey? Like the crossover?
Or your Bucks Lillard jersey.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, your Damian Lillard Bucks jersey. There you go. That's the only way that this has to happen.
Or a t-shirt with Joe Cronin's face on it.
That would be weird.
It would be very weird.
That would be weird.
I think that would bother them more.
Really?
Oh, they hate Joe. They hate him.
Yeah.
They get really triggered by the moleskin notebook from Woj's write-up.
Oh, really?
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, God. It lives deep in their soul.
Good.
It's very funny.
That's good.
I do enjoy it. So
maybe have a moleskin notebook giveaway for that game.
Oh God. I need to make some calls. That when the Heat come to town, if they can get somebody to do a moleskin notebook giveaway.
That would be chef's kiss.
Oh buddy.
That's where the Blazers need to pour their resources is into moleskin notebook night against the Miami Heat.
I'm going to send a text message as soon as we go to commercial break. Look, I don't know if you guys know anybody, but we had an idea on the show. We're giving this one away for free.
First 500 get them autographed by Joe Cronin.
Oh, God. Yes.
Except they'll find the wrong guy and it'll be Kramer's buddy and they'll all be made out of Nutria.
Yeah, that is true.
I mean, to be fair, we do need to get rid of some of those.
They are an invasive species.
Orange-tooth weasels.
They are terrifying.
God, I remember the first time I saw one, I was a little kid, Fano Creek, and I was like, oh, a beaver. And then it smiled at me with those bright orange teeth, and I saw that thick rat tail. And I went,
rat tail.
Oh, God, what is that?
Rat tail.
My parents didn't know what it was. They were like, ah, that's a big rat.
They are that kid in elementary school that you look at him and you look at him from the front, and you're like, what the heck? And then you see the rat tail, and you're like, oh, my gosh, it's even worse. Yeah,
technically, they are a big rat.
And yeah, they are rodents.
Nutrias, man.
Mm. But.
And they're part of the possum family, so they play dead.
Do they?
Yes, they do.
Oh, weird.
Yep. Yeah.
Super weird. What's not weird are rivalry trophy matchups for college football.
Let's go. Continue.
Continues on. We'll have our winners from Friday and a new batch for today's. And look, we got some bangers today.
Holla.
Got some pretty good ones. We'll get to that and more coming up here in hour number three on Danny and Dusty, Danny the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.